Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christmas Grinches have returned this year, trying to have bah humbug against Christmas celebrations. This one now is in Concord, Indiana, and a lawsuit was filed by Freedom From Religion Foundation and the ACLU to try to stop a 30-year-old Christmas spectacular performance. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. On October 15, Liberty Counsel sent out a press release. When we learned about this lawsuit that was filed against the Concord Community School District, and we offered to represent the school district at no cost, the school district chose to use its own private insurance counsel, and they defended this lawsuit from Freedom From Religion Foundation and the ACLU. And a few days ago, a judge has now said that baby Jesus in the live nativity scene cannot be part of this 30-year Christmas spectacular. This is a sad situation. We pray that on appeal, this case is overturned, and certainly we stand ready to do anything we can to assist or defend this school or others around the country.
Well, Matt, you know, time is of the essence here. They've done this every year for 30 years. The Supreme Court has spoken on this issue already. The ACLU, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and an activist judge can't overturn the U.S. Supreme Court, can't overturn the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. More and more we are seeing hostility toward religious liberty, toward the First Amendment. The school districts should just do it anyway, frankly. The law is behind them. The Constitution is behind them. They should have this live nativity scene anyway and let the judge try to do what he's going to try to do. But the Supreme Court has said on these types of things, quote, to forbid the use of this one passive symbol, the creech. Now, this is something that would be akin to a live nativity scene. At the very time people are taking note of the season with Christmas hymns and carols in public schools and other public places, and while the Congress and legislature open sessions with prayer by paid chaplains would be a stilted overreaction contrary to our history and to our holdings. So this judge is out of line. Once again, the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the ACLU, anti-Christian bigots all, they are out of line, and this school district in Concord, Indiana, should just tell them, well, you know, thanks, but no, we're going to go ahead and go with the Constitution on this one.
Yeah, it's very clear. The Supreme Court and other federal courts of appeal have clearly ruled on these kinds of issues, and I think the school's on solid ground. The 2014 Christmas Spectacular that had been part of the tradition for 30 years consisted of numerous secular elements, including three large Christmas trees, students dressed as elves, Santa Clauses, plural, and Nutcracker Toy Soldiers. The 90-minute performance included students performing a 20-minute narrated live nativity scene with the biblical Christmas story and traditional Christmas carols such as Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Now, there's also some other songs that are secular that are included in this. And what has been very clear from the Supreme Court and from other federal courts and state courts is that if you have a government display regarding Christmas, say, for example, it's the city or the county or some government entity, and they want to put up a nativity scene. Or in this particular case, you want to have a Christmas spectacular, and it's sponsored by the school. It is a school event. It is a government-sponsored event. Then it's perfectly permissible to do this event and include the nativity scene with Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus or a live nativity scene, so long as within the overall context, you also include some other secular elements of the season. And that's exactly what this Christmas Spectacular did in 2014 and what it's done historically. It has Christmas trees, it has elves, it has Santa Clauses, it has Nutcracker Toy Soldiers, it has secular songs, and yes, it has a nativity scene, and yes, it has Christian Christmas carols, but that's perfectly fine. You don't zero in on the nativity scene to the exclusion of everything else and say, oh, well, it's obviously only religious and therefore unconstitutional. If you were to do that, then no display of a nativity scene would be constitutional. And yet they've been upheld time and time again by the Supreme Court and by other courts across the country.
Well, Todd Starnes with Fox News wrote about this on December 4th. And the judge is U.S. District Judge John DiGiulio, appointed by, guess who, Barack Hussein Obama. He says here, once again, a public school system is under attack from an activist judge doing the bidding of a bunch of godless bullies. The school district needs to stand up for religious liberty and disobey Judge DiGiulio's unconstitutional ruling. I mean, what's he going to do, throw Mary and Joseph in jail? Then again, anything is possible in today's fundamentally transformed, godless America, and boy, does he have a point. You know, the secularists with the ACLU, Barack Obama, who claims to be Christian, you know, but the Bible says you are known by your fruits. I can't get into his head. I don't know if he has a relationship with Jesus, but based upon his fruit, I happen to believe that Barack Obama is somebody who is sympathetic toward Islam, because from a cultural standpoint, but I believe he's a secular progressive. I mean, his actions kind of bear out that reality, but they are trying to reinvent and recreate an America in their own secularist self-image, an America where freedom from religion is the rule, not freedom of religion, as our Constitution guarantees and our founding fathers intended. They are trying to engage in religious cleansing here, and the only way to stand up to them is to stand up to them. We have to say no. Thanks for you know, trying to fundamentally transform America. But I think we're going to go with the America that our founding fathers intended.
And it's very clear what that was. And even back then, if you go to what the original intent was, you don't need to put some secular element of a holiday on a government-sponsored nativity scene. You could just put the nativity scene. I mean, since when is that an establishment of religion? The founding fathers would never have considered that that's what they were looking at to prohibit when they drafted and ratified the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. You know, 13 years ago, Liberty Council launched the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. It's designed to educate and, if necessary, to litigate to make sure that the real reason for the season is not censored, that Christ remains part of Christmas. That's what Christmas is. It has Christ Mass as part of the name. It's a federal holiday. It's a holiday that's in every state statute. It's a holiday that is celebrated in every territory by law. It's an international holiday to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And it's called Christmas. It is about the birth of Christ. It is about it's about our faith in Christ. It's about the beginning of the most magnificent thing that ever happened in our world history, the incarnation of God in the flesh of Jesus Christ. And the fact is that as part of the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, Liberty Counsel provides not only free legal advice, but free legal representation at no cost. And we also provide lots of information regarding public displays of nativity scenes or Christmas carols in public schools. You can order those or ask for the information by calling 407-875-1776. We also have information regarding in the workplace or in nursing homes or other kinds of assisted living facilities. And we have the Naughty and Nice List, Matt. And the Naughty and Nice List is something that everyone ought to download and take with them and share on their Facebook when you're shopping this season.
Well, Matt, there's a reason that Liberty Counsel has an over 90% win record against the ACLU and other secularist bullies. It's because they are a paper tiger. They have no constitutional ground to stand on. They're radicals, and Liberty Counsel is there to defend religious liberty.
Well, for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Right there on that website, you can download the Naughty and Nice List and make sure that this Christmas season, you tell people that their Christmas celebrations are appreciated. Or alternatively, you also tell them that they're not so appreciated and you're going to patronize their competitor if, in fact, they're profiting off of Christmas while pretending it does not exist. In fact, I made such a compliment to a store just a few days ago saying that I really like the Christmas music that you're playing. Your comments can make a big difference. Your silence will not accomplish anything. And that's why you can see from the beginning of the time when we launched this naughty and nice list with regards to the retail market, there's been a significant shift for the good. The nice list is very long. The naughty list is very short. We encourage you to keep information to us, giving us information about what you're seeing, both in the advertisements, in the paper, online, or when you're visiting the stores. Make sure that you keep us informed about what you're seeing, both good and bad, and we'll incorporate that information into our naughty and nice list as we check out these stories. Stay with us. Make a difference. At this time of year, every contribution to Liberty Council between now and December 31 at midnight your time will be matched. It will be doubled, so 10 becomes 20, and 20 becomes $40, 50 becomes $100. For more information, go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.